It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Janet.
We're back.
Hello, Janet.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Butterfly. We're all here again, or sitting around the big old podcast table as we welcome the new year. Well, it's already here, but we say welcome to you in the new year because this is the first podcast of the new year. And why am I talking like this?
I was going to be like, what? Cut your caffeine intake in half.
Well, I do need to do that. But this is more of the new announcer voice that I'll be using for the rest of the year.
So it's Thursday.
Yes.
Please stop. I can't do it. I can't do it with that voice. Is Throwback Thursday still a thing?
It is still a thing. I don't see it as often as I used to. But I do see people do, they're still doing it. Just not like, it's not like everywhere you look, hashtag Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, it used to be like all the time.
I've seen so many other things now. I think it's just replaced itself. Like Wayback Wednesdays and Flashback Flop Fridays. Flashback Fridays.
Wow.
So, and something Tuesdays and...
I used to try, I don't know, when you and I first started dating, you're like, you kind of need to step up your social media game. So I tried and I was like, ooh, okay, Manic Mondays. Let's have a fun quote. Tipsy Tuesdays. What you drinking today? Wine Wednesday, you know.
Wine Wednesdays is still a thing, though. It's Wine Wednesday.
Maybe I got that from PK and DK.
It's Wine Wednesday.
Oh, I miss them.
I do too. We need to start listening to them again.
I know.
I think once the people that don't know what we just said, PK and DK are another podcast couple. And they
took their podcast and became a morning show.
An actual morning show. Yeah.
Well, PK had worked in radio already.
Right.
And, on a morning show.
And we had sort of become like we were listening to them. They were listening to us. We were commenting during their show.
We were fans.
We were fans, and we were following each other on social media. And
I still follow them.
Oh, like, I do too.
They liked a bunch of our photos from our cruise.
But once they became the morning radio show, I don't think we have been able to listen to them as much. So we have fallen away from their orbit.
Yeah,
I think.
Their Wednesday. They were doing it Wednesday at 6 o'clock Mountain Time,
mm-hmm.
And that was just. I just never found myself home, so I got out of the habit.
Well, I was listening to it later on YouTube, because they were doing YouTube versions of it.
And I think that's what he was pushing for a while. Like, listen on YouTube, because, you know, that's where you get a lot of traction.
And we need to push people to go to our YouTube channel.
Wrinkled Sheets!
Did you know today, Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube, find the channel. But today, I was redesigning website stuff. You asked me what I did today, and that was one of the things I was redesigning. Mm-hmm. I rarely ever get on Facebook on the computer. It's usually all on the phone. I didn't know there's so much stuff that you can do with Facebook on the computer that you can't do on your phone. It actually says you can change the template. You can. Oh. Are you a standard? Are you a creator? Do you want the page to look like? Are you a video creator? Do you want the?
Holy cow!
Yeah. So I was doing some of that stuff. So I'm looking at. Links and videos and things.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 200,000 views on the Wrinkled Sheets video channel.
What?
Yeah,
That's absurd.
Isn't it? Over 200,000 views.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is really... Go us!
I mean, I don't think you check it like I do. Yeah, I think you throw them up and...
I do. And every once in a while, I'll share it again.
Do you ever talk to the people, interaction? Because, you know, I go back and try to, under the videos, people will say, oh, Janet looks lovely, or that was, what's the recipe for that?
Yeah, if it's a question that relates to something I did, mm-hmm. I do. Yes, you haven't noticed that?
Yeah, on some of them.
I'll reply from my page, though, so it'll be from my YouTube account. So it'll be, so it lets them know it's me replying and not Steve pretending to be me.
Well, if I do it, I usually, through Wrinkled Sheets, I will put dash Steve.
Ah, so smart.
That way they know it's me.
They know it's you.
They know it's me.
So 2018, man.
2017.
Bam.
Just, that was like a boom, gone. Sonic boom.
And I had a hypothesis. I shared this with you last night. You traveled a lot in 2017.
A lot.
And I feel like with that, in addition to the fact that as you get older, I feel like you get more responsibilities.
So you're doing more things?
Time. There's like minimal time to just sit and go, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when you sit and chill, that's when time can slow down a little bit.
And if you're just going, 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 and eating, and then going again, and then eating,
right.
And then going to the bathroom, and then going again.
Well, this week I've made comments. Like, I come home, I fix dinner, and it's time for bed. Because I've been going to the gym. Or last night, I come home, we go to a movie. It's time to go to bed. You know, it's, we're just so busy.
Does everybody feel that way? Listeners, do you feel that way?
Right. Can you relate?
Can tell us what you do, or do you have a secret that you do to make time feel like it's slower for you? Do you take time? Do you make time? What do you, or is it just us? Because I'm going, I'm gone, I'm home. Things got to get done today before I leave again,
mm-hmm.
You know? But I think most people lead busy lives in this day and age.
Oh, yeah. I feel like most people thrive on the busy. And then at the end of the year, we go, what happened to the year? But me, I'm more of a, I love when there's things not on the calendar because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, there's so much. Like, I have home, like, I'm a nester thing, I think. I really, like, there's things at the house that I would really like to be doing, but life gets in the way and you got to be social and you got to have friends because if you don't, then you get lonely and weird. And, so,
and then you get lonely and weird.
Right. So I have all these to-dos and then I get busy with social and then.
What are your to-dos? What are some of your to-dos?
One of my big to-dos right now is there's an area in the basement that is all my junk. And I need to go through it and toss the stuff because I really haven't used most of that junk.
Let's
since
go back, I, in, back in that back corner.
Yeah, since I moved in about 7 years ago. So I need to go and
but
toss
then again,
it out.
Then again, like.
I'm not you.
I know you're not me. And that's what I was going to say because I'm not a hoarder.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not a hoarder.
You're a collector of stuff.
I'm a collector of stuff. And I always say, like, the difference is a hoarder is if they move a box, they find, like, a dead cat. You know what I mean?
Right. We might find a dead rat. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, we won't.
No, I'm just, you know, the difference is stuff is in boxes and stacked and not, there's, we know where things are.
But
basically
that's only
are.
Because I did that when I moved in.
Yeah.
I made the basement.
But where I was going with this is the other day when my kid said, do you still have my old Sega game? And I go, I saw that somewhere in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, did I have a Nintendo 64 too? Is that still here? And I go, you know, I don't remember the Nintendo, but I remember the Sega game. So we got to digging and boom, we found both of them and found about 20 games that were in another box.
And you were able to send it home with him.
Him. Like, here. Now,
less
now
junk
you go.
Here. Sorry, Ashley.
But that's what, by keeping stuff like that mm-hmm. and keeping it sort of in an order, in a box, put mm-hmm. away. You don't know where because you got to go through boxes. But
yeah. But
I always feel like when you throw things away, one day you'll go, man, I still wish I had that. Or you find an old cassette one day and you go, I wish I had a player to play this in.
But look at it, like, my big focus for the next year-ish is to try and work with you to get the basement finished.
Yes, that is a goal.
Yeah.
It is a goal.
But every time I think about it, it overwhelms me because where are we going to put all this junk?
I think in short term, we might have to do one of those
storage units.
We might, just to get stuff out, get the basement finished, and then decide what should come back in and what should be thrown away.
And what we should do is we should rent a smaller storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to get rid of junk enough to the fact that the storage unit is all we'll need.
I like it.
Yeah, because we have a bunch of kitchen stuff. We could probably stock a whole nother kitchen.
Probably. There's plate. I found a whole thing of plates. Looking for the Sega game. I found a whole box.
Do you remember where they were from?
Yeah, they were from my old house before I moved here.
And you bought new plates when you moved here.
I bought new plates.
Why didn't you get rid of the old ones?
Because they're antique plates. It's back. Remember at my old house I told you it was like 1950s?
Yes.
It was all like very turquoise and blue and 50s. It's a whole collection of like – and Dylan was like, oh, I remember those plates.
Did he want them?
No, he did not want them.
Sorry,
but let me
Ashley.
Ask a question to the listeners. Anybody out there that has remodeled their basement, what did you do from start to finish? Did you sit down and have a plan? Did you go meet with a contractor? Did you take stuff out to the storage unit like we just talked about? How did you decide, all right, we're finishing the basement. This is what we need to do.
I feel like in speaking with some of my other friends, you work with a contractor, you get an estimate. And then you go and get you pull out money, a loan, a home improvement loan, and that's what you use for it. And I don't know when you would like move the stuff, but it would need to happen at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got to move the mic there for a second. Because I think what we want to do with the basement, like we don't want to have that giant, look, these are going to be built-in counters, and this is going to be an entertainment complex, and this is going to be, we need a bar area. We just kind of want
it to be finished.
The walls
dry
to be finished,
wall,
ceiling, and the floor.
Hardwood,
because,
or tile, or laminate.
Tile, because we kind of know what we want to decorate with, and it's not really the walls and stuff that are the decor.
Right. I think that back area might make a good office for Janet.
You think so back there? It could. Well, this area is divided up into
where we record the podcast.
Yes, the studio basement is already laid out to be two more rooms, a bit of storage, and a open area.
Yeah.
Because when I bought the house, you know, they kind of go, if you want us to finish, no, I don't want you to finish because I don't want to pay more than I'm already paying.
And I don't feel like we need additional bedrooms.
Mm-mm.
Not going to have babies.
No, but it would be nice to have maybe one closed off office and then maybe more open area. Because for what we do with this.
And storage, yeah.
For recording and my video stuff, I would like to have more room to. And I know you want my video stuff more out of the way.
Correct, yeah.
Because I've got green screens and backdrops now and microphone booms and.
Yeah, yeah. It's very. The basement is even more cluttered than it was when I moved in 7 years ago, and there's nothing I can do with it.
Well, I
kind of wish that maybe you would put away your recording stuff when you're not using it.
Well,
like
I actually thought they became walls. That's what I was thinking. That it helps us with the walls of sound that we kind of have we're more of a little area here. Do you see what I'm saying? Because I put the panels up on both sides of the recording.
What's that pile of junk over there? I thought you guys.
That's an old hard drive that I found that I need to find out what's on it. And I don't want to put it back in a box. And
when do you plan on doing that?
I don't know.
See, this is the problem that I have. You pull stuff out and you put it in random places and you're like, well, I need to do that. But you don't do it.
I will tell you what. We get done recording the podcast.
You've got a
sorry
pack.
Boarding. I know, but I will take that
no,
and stick it.
I feel like
it,
people can relate to me.
And I will put it in the box with the other computer stuff.
I will
stuff.
Put it in the box.
Okay.
But I feel like people can relate to this.
Oh, I think so too. The pack rats and the woman that rags the guy about his.
And I think, you know, when I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before, but when I had a house previously, like, you never came in, but it was pretty bare because I grew up with such clutter in my life that I was like minimalist. To the point where it was for sale, and one of my friends came in, and they're like, wow, did you already pack all your stuff up? And I was like, no, this is how I live.
Oh, you should have somebody come in and stage this for you.
But, yeah. I'm a minimalist that's surrounded by stuff.
Well, stuff is good. I think people need their stuff, you know? You always hear these things about people that, if you haven't used it in 6 months, throw it away. Memories are attached to things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like you found a bunch of pictures just before we started to record. You might not have looked at those for 6 months. Should you have thrown them away?
I actually was thinking, why did I print these?
Were you? Just,
yeah. But I'm going to scrapbook soon. I ordered the scrapbook yesterday. You're like, what are you ordering? I'm like, a scrapbook. Because I used to be really good at scrapbooking, but I haven't had a scrapbook itself in a while. So I've ordered one so I can take stuff like that, concert ticket stubs, you know, memorabilia that I want to remember from things we do, and put it in a book rather than throw it into a junk drawer.
Well, speaking of things that we do, Janet went on her very first cruise. I've been working for the cruise ships now, almost 5 years. And
it doesn't feel like that long.
I know, it doesn't. But there was the celebrity cruises before the...
Then there was like a break.
There was like a six, 8 month gap. And then
Royal Caribbean.
Working for Royal. But you went on your very first cruise on the Royal Caribbean Harmony of the Sea, which is the largest cruise ship. And what'd you think?
You have the best office in the world.
I do?
Yes.
You saw my cabin?
Yeah, you need to get out of your cabin. I showed you. I worked out all but one day on our vacation. I showed you. It can be done. And I was on vacation.
Why would you work out on your vacation? I'm gonna be one of the people listening right now. Why would you work out on your vacation? Vacation, you're supposed to chill and drink and overeat and relax.
So working out is chill for me. If I could fit 2 hours of gym time in my life every day, I would. Even like an hour in the morning, hour in the evening, but I don't.
You enjoy it that much.
I really do. It is my chill time. And it made me feel better about eating at the buffet.
Which you fell in love with.
Because I don't think I gained a massive amount of weight on the cruise, which I think a lot of people do.
I gained 6 pounds.
And I think I gained weight when we came back. And there were a couple days before I got back to work and back to the gym where we ate a lot of cheese. There was a lot of cheese in our life.
Well, the difference is I have been working the cruise ship, so I eat differently than...
Yeah, you eat kind of smart.
And so I took Janet to go, hey, this is the Park Cafe. This is where they have like salads and fruits and soups, and you can get like little dishes and tapa-like things. And this is the buffet. I like the buffet.
I did. And I told you why I liked it. There's
a giant selection, and it changes every day.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Okay.
No. That's one of the reasons I stopped going, because it's massive.
It is.
Amount of selections that changes every day. So you're like, I better eat this now because it won't be here tomorrow. I better have a second helping of this delicious lamb curry.
Because I didn't do that.
I did. That's what I'm saying. That's why I stopped going to the...
But I definitely like ate dessert when normally I might not. There was one day I got like a quarter of my plate was blue cheese, and everything else on the plate I ate with a bite of blue cheese. It was amazing. That is my dream world.
Most people don't like blue cheese.
I love it.
Most people say, ooh, it smells like feet.
I know. I really like that kick of taste.
I love blue cheese.
Okay. I was like, I thought you kind
of
liked it.
I do love blue cheese. I just could not eat a plate of it. When you set that down and it looked like you just had scoops of blue cheese ice cream.
Yes. But I'm not a big fan of eating it by itself. I like to add it to everything that I eat.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we do on the cruise?
We went to Haiti.
Yes. It was the only beach on the whole cruise, which I feel like they should... warn you about that? Like, this is your only beach if you don't want to drive somewhere at our other stops.
Well, they might to other people that are tourists.
We were.
No, you just came with me.
Oh.
And I didn't sit down with, you know, most people, when they go on a cruise, or they've looked it up, or they've met with their travel agent, and
cruises are not appealing to me. I hate planning vacations. I like going and finding my groove, kind of like I did. Like, I was like, oh, this is where.
I like what you just said, finding McGroove.
I said my groove, but okay.
I'm in McGroove.
I'm in my McGroove. Like, you know, it didn't take me long. I found the gym. I found the buffet. And I found, you know, the things that I liked to do. I found the part of the ship that was adult only. God, I was so happy to have an adult only area of the ship.
You were just... couldn't wait to get to the adult. I go, do you want to go to over? We want to go to the adult area of it. Do you want to go over but get some free ice cream? Is it in the adult area?
Can we go to the adult area afterwards?
You were constantly not wanting to be in the main area of the pool and hot tub.
There were a lot of kids. A lot of kids, which was fine. That's fine. I enjoyed the water slide. I really like that. I wish I had more time to go on it. But they made me take out my belly button ring, which was quite a hassle when I haven't taken out my belly button ring in like 5 years. And it...
Well, you wouldn't want to catch it going 12 stories down.
Do you know how many water slides I've been on with my belly button ring? I got my belly button ring when I was 18. I'm a big water slide person. I've been on tons of them and never been asked to take out my belly button ring.
Well, that's safety first.
Yeah. And then they had the other slide, which was non-water.
The abyss.
The abyss, which was on the back of the boat. And that was fun. But...
did you scream coming down that?
The first time I did. And then the second time I screamed to say, hey, Steve, I'm on my way.
Yeah. But I heard people, because, you know, I was down at the bottom waiting to film you, which you can see on our Wrinkle Sheets video, YouTube. I heard people, like, echo. You could hear it echoing out the tube. You know,
well, the first time I went, like, it's a little bit more intense than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get going really fast. And I was like, ah! You know, screaming. Sorry if that was a little loud.
It pegged the sound. So do you, on that slide, do you, I know that it curves. It's 12, it's like, what, 15 stories? Was that what it was, 15th floor?
Yeah.
It was the top of the ship down to the deck.
Yeah, so the fifth floor. So that would be 10 stories.
Yeah, and it curves, it turns.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're going through it, do you turn with the, you know what I mean? Do you, like in some slides, you go up to the sides, you angle up?
It's pretty small, and you put yourself in what I call a slide sock. So it's a thing devised for this slide that covers your feet. You hold on to handles, and it kind of goes up most of your back.
Yeah. To kind of protect you a little bit.
And it gets you going a little bit. So that does help you go, and it helps you kind of slide back and forth. But you have to wear at least, I think, short sleeves. You can't wear sleeveless.
You have to have your shoulders covered.
Yeah.
Because you'll scrape.
Yeah, and I remember the next day, after the second time I rode it, I was like, oh, I got a bruise on my... Oh.
Oh, good thing I had the sleeves. Oh.
Yeah, so much fun. Gosh, I sound like a 12-year-old. Yeah.
That was actually, now that you say that, you do sort of sound like that.
I
love the free ice cream and the water slide.
The slides. I know.
And you didn't want to do, you did, but then you did not do the zip line.
It was a little anticlimactic. Like, I went to the website and it looked much better than it actually was.
I think it just because I thought it went down the ship and it seems to go across the ship.
Which is not very far. And there's a lot of, like, you have to sign paperwork and there's a lot of, like, red tape to get through. And I was just kind of like, I'm good.
A lot of people were doing it, though. But you are a zip line person. You've done some major zip lining. And I thought maybe that was it. Because, you know,
there was a lot
of people lined up to do it.
So. When we went to Haiti, they had a pretty decent zip line, mm-hmm. but nah, I'm good. It was, they were charging $100, right? Yeah, or $200.
It was $99. But it went all the way across the cove. I mean, it went...
Yeah, but you see, you haven't done the zip line thing that I have done.
So you've
here
been
in Colorado.
On some longer than that.
Yes.
Oh.
That have like six pieces that are longer than that one piece that you get to do, and I think I paid like $200 for that. So to pay $99 for one line.
$200. I'm going to be a listener again. $200. You paid. You know what you could have? That's almost like an apartment rent payment. Who pays $200 for that?
Okay, there's seven lines, and I think one of them is the world's longest in North America. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, cruising was fun. We went to Jamaica.
Oh yeah, you went to Foulmouth, Jamaica.
You walked me to the fence that separates tourist land from real life Jamaica.
And I said, look down that way.
And I said, no, I'm good. And so one of my coworkers went on a different cruise line, but they went to Foulmouth a week before us.
It's Falmouth, but I say Foulmouth.
Yeah. And she, I was like, did you go to the gate? And she's like, yeah. And we went on the other side for just a minute and we turned right back around. I was like, yes. Steve said he did the same exact thing.
I did it. Not that I felt unsafe. I did it because I get annoyed with people trying to sell me stuff. I don't want a CD. I don't want a DVD. I don't want my hair braided. I don't want to taste your homemade rum. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
They're
very persistent.
Like, yeah, they're very persistent.
But that's their livelihood.
It's like walking it through a giant kiosk. Mm. If you were in a mall with nothing but people reaching out to you, try my lotion.
I hate the one or two kiosks in the mall that do that. But in Jamaica, we did taste rum cake for the first time.
Oh, it was so good.
So good. We ended up buying 6 little rum cakes. And then we get back and go, we're on a diet. So hopefully they last a while.
Well, we put them out.
We had some family members over for New Year's Day.
Yeah, and they didn't even want to try them.
They're like, what is that?
Rum cake. What else do you have? What?
They didn't ask, what else do you have? They just went, oh.
And then later
I was like, do you want some cake? No, I'm good. Okay. It's really moist.
We had to put it away untouched. Well, yeah. We touched it. We had a piece.
Yeah, we did.
It was so good.
Jinx. And then we went to Cozumel, Mexico. So I essentially went to 3 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
I had never been out of the U.S.
So look at that. Your very first cruise, mm-hmm. very first time out of the U.S. Use your passport. Very first time to Haiti. First time to Jamaica. First time to Cozumel, Mexico. And look at all those firsts.
And Mexico, we went to a really good Mexican restaurant.
Oh, it's called La Choza. If you're ever in Cozumel, Mexico, take a cab.
It costs like $8.
Yeah, cab's not bad. And go to La Choza. Mm-hmm. It's, to me, one of the best restaurants I've ever been in. And I've traveled the world. And there, I showed you this, what I, mm-hmm. is this cheese dip? No, it's a thick salsa that looks like
white
cheese.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not cheese dip. I was excited because I'm a queso girl. I'm a cheese girl.
They set it down. She's like, oh, yeah. And I go, that's the salsa I was telling you about. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I ordered the chili rellenos, which is something that I discovered here that I liked mm-hmm. that's not a quesadilla. You were very proud of me. And I was like, I'm going to try the chili rellenos in Mexico. And I got to say, it was comparable to what we get here in Parker at Los Delicious.
It was comparable.
Well, the one in Parker, they serve crispy. This one was not.
No. It's just kind of coated and
it says it's fried, but it's really not deep fried.
Not deep fried. It's like soft pan fried.
Yeah, but it was really good.
And I had the local fish in a tropical spice.
Yes.
Cooked with tropical spice. That's what it said.
And I
loved it. Well, I thought spice was going to be like spice, like drug, mm-hmm. like rubbed or mm-hmm. cooked with, sprinkled, whatever. It was in a tropical milk sauce. It was like a It was amazing.
It was really good. I had a bite. Yeah, very good.
It wasn't spicy. Mm-hmm. It just had a wonderful tropical kick to it.
And then we did some walking, went into a Mexican pharmacy, mm-hmm. which I had heard all about, and we didn't buy anything, people. I can pass the drug screen today, but I thought that was pretty cool just to see, like,
walk in, and it's just right there. It's on the walls. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could walk around and go, I think I'll take that bottle of that, and I'll take a bottle of that.
Do they have codeine? Like, we didn't ask.
They do not have codeine.
You asked.
I have asked about that. Because when I go to the UK,
you love the codeine.
Well, saying I love codeine doesn't work like that. But yes, they do. It's called paracetamol.
Okay.
Which is a mixture of like ibuprofen and codeine mm-hmm. for headaches and pain. And so it's not really, it just works well.
Right.
Like, it's not like taking codeine, like drinking codeine.
And we're not people that are in pain that take pain pills a lot.
No. Like, I found a box that I had to throw away that I didn't even.
That's a bummer.
Look, expired in 2000.
With all the online options, have you looked to see if there's anyone that will deliver to the U.S.?
I've always been a little leery of the online pharmacy stuff. Whether they get your info or they did?
Yeah, we were talking about probiotics, and there's only like one option at like the Walmart Targets for kids probiotic, mm-hmm. and it's very expensive. And I was like, well, why don't you go online? They're like, well, I'm a little hesitant to order a probiotic for my child online. I'm like, oh, got that. That makes sense. I'm just like, I'm all about the online. I am all about
You're so about the online. Last night, you go, why don't they just tear down all the brick and mortar stores and plant trees?
We could all live in a forest again.
Because you're like, who's going to stores anymore?
Well, you see all these stores going out of business. And I just want to be like, there should be an initiative, Mr. Trump, to get rid of all these stores that have been vacant for over a year, tear them down, and plant trees.
If it has not been used in 6 months to a year, it yes. should be yes. thrown out or destroyed.
I sound like a Boulderite, but
well, you understand? I lean toward agreeing with you because
I enjoy going shopping.
I do.
Enjoy going to
and
the mall.
And I love going to the mall. Well, I think people have gotten so into the online shopping because it's quick, it's affordable. Sometimes it saves time. But when you go to the mall to actually shop and touch the material and try something on or see something that's, you know, your eye sees colors that you're not going to see on the computer.
Right.
So how many times have you ordered something and you went, wow, I thought it was a different blue? All right, you know, oh, I thought it was going to be a little more pink than that.
Yeah, I got that.
So to me, that's the whole thing. You get to try it on. You know, you get to try mm-hmm. it on. You don't have to worry about like, oh my God, I ordered this from China and it's two sizes too small.
Or like the shoes I bought for Christmas.
Yes, give that example. That is the perfect example.
I bought these shoes for a family member, and she's a girl. She's 13. Mm-hmm. She wears a size 8 in female. Mm-hmm. So I found these shoes and I ordered them in size 8. And they came in size 8 male. And I was like, I had searched female
right.
shoes.
So the shipping was wrong.
And so when I got them, I was like, these don't look like 8 female. So I put them on. They were even big for me. And I wear like a 9, 8.5, 9. And so I was like, crap. And then I go to look, and I have no idea where
there's
I
nothing
ordered
on the box.
Them. I didn't order them through Amazon.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember where I got them. So and there's nothing on
there's
the
nothing
shipping
on the packing.
Label. They really got me. I don't even know how much I paid for them.
They just you have a pair of brand new shoes in
so
a box.
So if you wear a size 8 and you're in male, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll ship them to you.
Seriously, that's a good idea. They're black high top shoes.
Haven't been worn except for me for 2 seconds just to see how big they were, and I had socks on.
Right. They're nice tennis shoes. That's why I tried to give them away.
Wannabes.
We had people over the other day, and I brought them out and go, anybody wear these? You know anybody wears these?
Nobody, I know. Because you have to have, it would be big foot for a woman, or it would be a smaller foot for a male. Because you wear size 10?
10.
And you know how challenging it is to find mm-hmm. right shoes. Try going 2 sizes lower. If you wear a size 8 male, I'm not judging you.
I think people's feet are part of the problem with America.
Oh, God.
No, you – I'm so glad
– Come on, Donald. No, what?
I'm so glad I'm going to make America's feet great again. I hadn't thought about this until just the other day when I was trying to find – I'd mm-hmm. left my shoes and I needed some shoes to perform in. Mm-hmm. Remember when I went to Kansas and I had to go run and buy a pair of shoes?
Yes.
It dawned on me that nobody gets their shoes – the way they used to. They're not fitted. They're not even a lot of them even aren't the right size.
Right.
Because you go to Target or you go to Walmart and there's a wall of tens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened to getting your shoe sized, putting in your foot on the little thing, sliding it down?
Wouldn't that be like hundreds of dollars these days?
Maybe, but I think people's feet affect your back. They affect the way you stand. They affect your mood. They affect, I think, could be a lot of the problem is people just don't have good shoes anymore. Because when I was a kid, we always got fitted for shoes.
Oh, really?
You never did?
Outside of me putting my foot in a shoe and my grandmother would feel for my
toe. Feel for the toe. No?
That's it.
You never had put your foot on the little metal thing that would slide and then put it up by your big toe?
Oh, yeah. That would let me know what size I wore.
Yeah. And then the width of the thing would slide together.
They don't really offer much width options.
No. And that's what I'm saying.
They offer wide.
They don't have any support. Most shoes don't have any real support anymore.
But you can pay extra for the support. Dr. Scholl's.
I guess so.
Or on
but
the
do you
ship.
See where I'm saying? People just go and go. I think I'll wear a 10. These feel okay, and then
I think it's because people have switched to wanting quantity when it comes to shoes rather than quality all the time.
I would love to talk to a doctor about this now that I'm
a podiatrist.
A podiatrist, maybe, or just even a podiatrist would be great, but a just a doctor. Because I do think maybe America is suffering from a foot problem. And I don't want to say, oh, good, the good feet people, or, you know, I don't want to send people to that kind of stuff or buy inserts. I just think we should pay more attention to the quality of the shoes.
There's a lot of running stores now where you can go and you run on a treadmill and they track that. So it's way more extensive than just putting your foot in a metal plate that tracks where your foot is landing when you run. And then they will let you know what tennis shoes are right for your foot. So they have running shoe options like that. I'm sure they have non-running shoe options for that. I just haven't.
Yeah.
But like Runner's Roost is one that's here local. But they're super expensive.
Right. Well, that's the sports shoes. I'm talking about, you know, the shoes that you're going to wear to work. And people wear to school every day or, you know.
Yeah, they don't have really that kind of customer service at Payless Shoe Source.
And Payless.
What the heck? Their quality.
The air kicked in. Oh. I just heard a... It's the air.
Oh,
the,
gotcha. Payless. I used to buy shoes there all the time. They've kind of...
What happened?
I don't know. Like
the selection has not been
Walmart's,
as good.
I seriously will say this. I used to buy shoes at Walmart. Their shoe selection has gone down. And now Payless has gone down. It's like you're getting cheaper, but your prices are going up. It doesn't make sense. I sound like an 80-year-old woman.
Well, no. Do you remember? I know we were already together, but the one day that I bought like 12 pairs of shoes... Mm-hmm. And I spent like $40.
Right, because it was on sale.
It was on sale. It was BOGO, and it was on sale. And
we
so,
used to run to and I did that before I met you. When I would see BOGO at Payless, I'm like, bam.
BOGO.
And then when I found out that you also did the same thing, I was like, oh,
bam.
This is love.
Yeah, because you could get a shoe, normally $30 shoe, it was $15. And then the one that was normally $12 was on sale for $4. So you buy one. You get the four basically free, so now you guys might as well get another one since that.
The shoes I wore to work today, I bought at Payless probably 9 years ago. And I still like
them.
And they're still solid. But I bet if I bought shoes today at Payless, one, it would be a challenge to find a pair that I like. And two, I bet they would be done in a couple years.
What name brand shoe are you? Is there one that you like?
I like Nikes. Other than that, I'm not.
I'm thinking Sex in the City, Jimmy
Choo.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not a name brand girl. You know that about me.
I know, but I thought maybe there's one that you've always wanted or that there's a shoe that is your favorite. No desire. No. But you were a Sex in the City watching person.
Yeah, so I get like she was all about the Manila Blahniks or whatever and Jimmy Choo and stuff like that. She used every penny she had at one point to buy a pair of shoes.
Well, this will send me down another road.
Uh-oh.
That I just thought of. Do the brands matter to the women the way they used to? Like in that show, everything was about that dress or that skirt or that shoe or that bag.
I think it depends on the woman.
But I'm talking in general. Is it still massive? It is?
Yes.
Because I know you're Kardashian people. So do those?
Yeah.
Are they always supporting brands or saying, oh, this is the best? Or
they're creating their own brand. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is still very popular. I don't have that mentality.
I know, because I'm not around anybody. You're never like, oh, my God, the new such and such line is out. I need to go. Chanel has a new.
I was excited when Victoria Beckham brought clothes to Target. And then I was like, I'm not paying $50 for a shirt. I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm showing my white trash side.
She won't pay $50 for a shirt, but she'll pay $200 to go on a zip line. I don't understand that at all.
I have read that you should spend your money on experiences rather than junk like that.
True. And speaking of experiences, you had another first.
Yeah, I was wondering when you're going to bring this up. I wasn't going to because I feel like I'm the one always talking about it.
Well, that's why I'm letting you bring it up.
Yeah, so I think our last podcast we talked about going to the Justice of the Peace and getting the license, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't we talk about that?
I think so. But if we didn't, we did that.
We did that. we exchanged our vows.
What?
Yes, and I wish I would have brought my notebook down. We could have like reenacted.
Oh, we could have read the vows back and forth to each other.
I would have cried again.
Would you cry again?
Oh, my gosh.
I think I might have it on my phone.
No, I don't have mine. Stop. I just hit the
microphone. Do you want me to read mine on the phone?
No, I'm good. I haven't even been able to. We did a Facebook Live video of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad we did that because then my family members who may have been a little bit bitter that they weren't invited to a wedding could see it. But, like, I can't even watch that video. I'm like, no. Please stop. No.
What? You don't
mean I don't have mine.
Okay.
If you want to see it, go to Steve's Facebook page.
Okay.
But
my mom liked yours better than mine. My mom said,
I think
your vows made her cry. Okay, you know what just dawned on me as we're talking? It's kind of like we just passed over the fact that we exchanged vows. We just got married. We didn't say that. We didn't say...
Right. Well, we got married when we went and got the license.
I know, but we didn't say the word. We're like, woohoo!
We're married.
Well, we got married at the license. We exchanged vows. And, yeah, so...
But those are the steps of marriage.
Yeah.
Yes, we got married. Whee!
Are you happy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm very happy.
Really?
Yes, you're looking at me like you don't believe me. I promise. I am so super happy. You don't understand. Like, when you send me the sweet text, I love you, Mrs. McGrew. I was like, Kate, this will never get old.
Did you show her that, really?
I did. She's one of my best friends.
I know.
And she was like, you're going to make Steve understand what real marriage is. Bam, number four. Sorry, if you were
somebody
one, two, or three.
Bam, if you were one, two, or three.
Sorry. But yeah, I'm super excited. See, I'm getting a little misty right now. I'm super
excited. Are you
gonna cry? No. I am super excited about being married to you.
Oh. This is a pregnant pause for her to regroup.
Regroup.
And there's there's not going to be any pregnancy at all, by the way, in any other.
No, in no way, shape,
or form.
Not at all. Not at all. Typically, that's the next question that happens. Like, when are you going to get married?
When are you going to have babies?
Nope.
Are people doing that to you at work?
No, not at all. I think they understand.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone understands. But it was an amazing moment. And I was so happy to get it on video. I cry every time I watch people get married on TV.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, well, maybe this will be different. It'll be Steve and I. But I lost it. I couldn't.
You couldn't hardly read your vows for crying.
I was like,
And then you're like, you go first.
Yeah. I started ladies first. And I was like, no, you go.
You go.
And then I was like, the rings. I don't even know if we did the rings right.
I think we did. Oh, the air just stopped again.
Yes.
You can hear the difference. We did. I don't know. We just did it.
And you were like, I need to put on my own ring. And I was like, no.
You put the ring on. I went, my own?
No. such a cluster. But we are so happy.
And the ring you got me is, what's it?
It has Hawaiian wood.
But what's it? Silver? Titanium?
It's titanium.
It's titanium with... Hawaiian wood. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was our sort of best man, stand-up guy, best
tripod. Best tripod.
Best tripod was my friend Paul Ogata, who I was working with on the ship.
Which, pause, you have talked about Paul Ogata. I have seen his name. I'm looking at it right now. On posters in our house, I've seen and heard his name ever since we started dating.
Yeah, I've been friends for 30 years.
And to have him there, I don't think he understands. Like, I'm like, you've been present in our relationship.
You were like this ghost person I've always heard about.
That I've always heard about, never met.
But he's from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And so when he saw the ring, he goes, oh, that's such and such wood. He was like, oh, that's the wood of the kings of Hawaii.
Yeah, it rolled off his tongue.
And I was like, what? What?
Yeah, you're my king, babe.
So, yeah, there you go.
And I'm your queen.
So I've got wood for you.
Oh, dear God. At all times.
Did she really? Did she? You know, my mom listens to this podcast.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. I bought that online. So I'm like, is it turning your finger green? Because I worry.
No.
Uh-uh. Okay, good. Because, again.
You're worried that it wasn't really titanium or wood or something?
It said it was titanium.
How much did you pay?
I'm not telling you that, mister.
You know what I paid.
Well, that was your own fault. You didn't try and go and get one as a surprise. You just said, here.
I think any guy that does that in this day and age is an idiot.
Well, I think a lot of people go and, like, scope it out. But you, like, out of nowhere
go pick out your ring.
Well, no, you proposed out of nowhere. Like,
I proposed with a Walmart ring.
I kind of expected to not be married ever. I was like, well, I love him. I'm happy. That was your question. Are you happy? Yes, I'm happy.
All right. And I go, okay, stop. Right there. Stop. Yeah. You're happy. Let's just be happy.
So I just kind of, like, people would ask, I'd be like, well, we're happy.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn have been happy for 30 years or more.
I know.
But I know you
had never experienced.
You'd never experienced it. You'd never been married. And now people are going to say, well, why didn't you have a wedding if it was your first?
Because I'm not that girl.
And that was the other thing.
And again, you asked me about shoes. Same thing. I'm not that girl. I am okay with not having the big to-do. We've talked about maybe having like a little gathering.
Having a party later.
Spring or summer.
Well, we're laying on the ship watching TV. And for the very first time, she sees a show called Say Yes to the Dress. And you were like in total like,
disgust.
What the? Are you kidding me?
Like, they're paying. Like the $16,000. The cheapest dress was $2,000, and I was like, "What? We didn't even spend that much on the cruise."
No.
And I thought we spent too much on the cruise. Like, I was like,
"Well, we cruised for free because you went with me,
right?"
But when we got the bill, we could have gone to Hawaii,
right? But it was still less than $2,000.
It was
some of these dresses, and I just don't even. And maybe it's just how I grew up without a lot, and I'm thankful for that because I do feel like I am more appreciative for things.
But don't you think you should have worn something else besides tennis shoes?
I didn't wear tennis shoes. I had nice shoes on that I'd never worn before.
They were very nice.
Thanks.
And you had three wedding dresses.
I had three dresses. They weren't wedding dresses.
They were wedding dresses. You had brought them to decide which one you wanted to wear.
But they weren't actual wedding dresses. They were all under $75.
Yeah, but they could have been. They looked good. They looked like they looked like dresses that you see people get married in. That if they're not wedding gowns, I think that's the difference. Because you see wedding dresses and there's wedding gowns. Mm-hmm. And those three look like those dresses that you see people get married in.
Yeah. So, but I was very frugal, less than $75 per dress. I'm pretty sure it was less than $50 per dress.
And what was the filing fee at the court? It was like
30 bucks? Yeah. I'm not that person. Like, now I have to pay the big fee and change the name. Like, that's the big, everyone's like, so when's the McGrew going to be official? Because my work email is still Blair. And I still say Blair when I talk to candidates because I don't want them to get confused if I were to email them. And I was like, well, when it's official and I can officially change payroll and everything to McGrew, that's when I will change my email at work.
Like last night, we went to the screening of a movie, which –
Can we talk about that yet?
Yeah. Well, talk about what we're going to say is that you're – paper thing in the back for your podcast, because that's why we were going. It mm-hmm. was for you, Janet Blair. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look at that. You still haven't changed your name yet. They, you know, it's been a week. It's been over a week.
It's 4 days into the new year. That means we got back 5 days ago and I've been working.
I know. I'm just teasing.
So I have some time off at the end of this month. My brother's going to be in town. And I think I'm going to use that time to be like, hey, let's go see Castle Rock. Let's go see the courthouse and get the name change done.
But we went to see the screening last night of a movie called I, Tonya.
Yeah.
It's Margot Robbie is in it. And she plays Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
And it's – we won't give a complete review because
– when can we do that?
Is it open this Friday?
I don't know. But
we can check. They have not been that hard on us for the reviews because I've snuck some out before. Because, a lot of them say reviews must be held until this date. And
I think
if you and I just go, we saw it. I really liked it. I would recommend it to a friend.
Yes.
It's not the same as, okay, here's my actual review.
If you were exposed to that in 1993, 94, mm-hmm. Then I feel like you will appreciate this movie.
I have not seen you so intense at a movie.
I felt pretty tense. Like, there were moments where I was like,
You were into that movie.
Yes.
You were really, and then I've never seen you walk out of a movie and start Googling. You were looking up dates and pictures because I could tell, because I'd look over every once in a while and you were fixated. You were, a lot of times you're just there and watching the movie, but you were like, were you looking around at the clothes or the screen?
Yeah,
or
just the whole environment. I kept thinking, was it really this long ago? Was it really? Because it felt like later in my life, but it was before O.J. Simpson, and it didn't feel like that to me. Maybe because I didn't grow up with cable.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things to find on TV on a Saturday or Sunday is ice skating. Like, I thought those girls were just angelic. And I didn't follow the names or anything, but I would like watch them.
The costumes and the sparkles and the pink outfits.
And the music. I'm pretty sure I watched someone skate to Billy Ray Cyrus' song one day, and I was so excited. Like, what? It may have been Tonya Harding.
It might have been.
Right? And so...
Don't break my leg. My achy, breaky leg.
She swears she wasn't involved. She just knew it of something happening. Anyway, so I felt myself, especially during the skating scenes, mm-hmm. like I would tense up because I would get so excited.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know, is she going to fall?
Right.
Or is she going to blow this? Is this the one she's going to, they did it so well with the skating. That was the first thing I said to you walked out. How did they do the skating scenes?
I thought that through the
How
whole.
How did they do that? Because
Tonya Harding was the first woman, I don't know if anyone.
To I'm do a sure, triple.
Triple.
Axis.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Triple, yeah.
Axle?
Triple axle. Yeah. And so to show that kind of skating, but it looked like the actress's face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looked like they either used a double that was enough or computer graphics were so good.
Or maybe they used wires to hold her up and spin her around.
You never know, but it was
so well done. But like that first triple axle in the movie.
When she comes up, crosses her arms.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the movie. I can say that honestly. I loved the movie. I hope it's not too early for me to be saying that.
Is it one that you would see again?
Yes.
Own?
I'm mentally thinking maybe I should own that movie, and I haven't done that in a
the movie
I don't even
and
remember.
The music was great. I think that's one of those movies that had a great soundtrack.
See, I don't even recall the music.
You were so into just the story.
The story. Oh my gosh! It just left me going. I thought I was walking in feeling this way, but now maybe I feel a little bit in the middle.
Hmm. I was surprised to know that her entire life was shit.
Yeah.
That was what got me.
Well, when you think of, because I remember being in, again, growing up with minimal,
mm-hmm.
Wanting to be a cheerleader, wanting to be in the certain clubs, yeah. but they were too expensive. And that was school stuff.
Yeah.
Outside of school stuff, it got even more expensive. So being an ice skater is not a school-sponsored event, especially back in the 90s, early 90s.
Right.
So that really did take all of her mom's money.
Yeah. But they were making her costumes and hand-sewing them.
Right.
And that's why they were like, you look a little rednecky and trashy. Well, I don't have $2,000 for a costume.
Right? I don't have $2,000 for a wedding dress. But, yeah, so I was like, oh, I can relate, but, yeah, I never really knew how poor she was. And then it makes me feel bad for her. But there was no reason that Nancy Kerrigan's kneecap should have been bashed in.
No. Mm-mm. But that was a whole story that played out differently than I remembered on the news.
Her kneecap was not broken.
Wasn't broken.
No.
No.
Not in real life. But in the movie, they did say that.
Well, she said it.
Yeah.
And, but no, the article I looked up last night from 1994, People Magazine, mm-hmm. talked about how she was back on the ice and qualified for the Olympics and, you know.
She placed.
Yeah.
I think she got silver.
Yeah. She got silver and Tonya Harding got 18th.
Eighth.
Well,
her laces. I don't even remember the laces. Ordeal. Do you remember that?
I do, because I remember the whole thing of her crying, going over to the judges and crying, because, you know, like she said in the movie, this is the moment I've lived for all my life, and it doesn't feel, you know, right. It doesn't feel right. The shoes don't feel right. This is not.
Can you imagine? You do live performances on the regular. Imagine if. Something you've had a horrible like setup where it's like a corporate event and like they're all talking amongst themselves.
Yeah, the lighting is bad. The mic's horrible.
Imagine
the sound sucks.
That was happening in and like the executive producer from HBO who wants to maybe put you on your own thing.
Yeah, I'm here to look at you for your own television series, and then you walk in and you go, everything about this is wrong.
Right. This is what I've worked for my whole
entire
life,
and this sucks.
Oh, I think that's like why I don't have anything like that in my life. Like, there's nothing that I've worked for my whole entire life. And I'm okay with that. Because that is a big tower to fall from.
I don't want to fall that far. But I think I have a couple times.
No, you have not.
No, I have a couple times.
What do you mean?
Well, like the times that, you know, when I won the Johnny Walker comedy competition. I won it in Denver, won it in Chicago, went to L.A., came in second. And that the competition was the Tonight Show and a big bunch of money. Well, to not win it, I didn't get it. So I was like, I made it all the way to that and didn't get it. Then when I wrote and sold a sitcom to Disney and I had a chance for my own show.
But that wasn't your fault.
And then you're back down again. No, but you see, I mean, I know what it feels like to almost be at the very, very top.
And I think that's why there are people like me in this world that are okay with maintaining small little successes along the way. And then at one point, you're just happy with the status quo.
Yeah.
You don't want to take the chances.
I hear you.
Do?
I do. Well, we hit the hour.
Already?
Yeah.
I've been blabbling.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I'm a Mrs. McGrew.
Hi, Mrs. McGrew.
Hi, Mr. McGrew.
How are you? So need to change the name of any of the...
I feel like the poster on Wrinkled Cheat says girlfriend.
Oh, it does. It says boyfriend versus girlfriend and...
husband versus wife. I feel old. No.
Maybe I'll just change it to man versus woman or guy versus
No,
gal.
Husband versus wife is very relatable. How
is
many
it?
People are married in the world?
A lot.
Yeah, see.
All right. How about... divorced man and newly married woman.
Fourth time's a charm. No.
All right. Well, tell everybody how to find us.
So you can find us on Facebook at Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets the number one. On YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets the number one.
Mm-hmm.
Email us, wrinkledsheetsthenumberone@gmail.com. No one emails us.
Please, we ask a lot of questions this time. We did ask a lot of questions.
If you
please.
Were a size 8 male, I got brand new pair of shoes for you.
That we will give away.
We will. I am serious. I will ship it to you. I won't stalk you. You can give me your address safely.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thanks for listening, people. Thanks for sharing this.
Keep sharing
with your friends, because that is the only way the podcast grows, is that you guys turn other people onto it. Because I can do links. You know, I've kind of discovered this with Facebook. You put up stuff and you kind of hope new people find it, but you realize the same people see your stuff over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you might have 5,000 friends, Facebook is not letting all 5,000 people see it.
No, Facebook's got a weird algorithm.
There's
these
a
days.
Weird thing, and I just don't think we need you to share it for us. So
yeah, you've got to be our advocates in the world of life.
That's right.
In the world of life, I don't know.
Till next time. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We have sheep now.
Bye. Bye.